Pardon? What? Sorry about that, gang, that I got them out of order. Usually I mute the line before I start the recording, so welcome. It's, oh my goodness, I'm 2 minutes tardy. I do apologize for that because I could have started on time. So those of you who want to interact, who don't have a bunch of background noises in your home, automobile, cave, wherever you might happen to be tuning in or calling into tonight. I know there are several people that texted me and said, oh, I'm going to be on the call, but, you know, blah, 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 there's this going on, and, you know, on and on and on and on. So if there's background noise and it's not quiet where you are, please do not hit star six. It's really nerve-wracking. I just tune it out because I've been doing this a little while. But other people text me and say, Vance, can you make them stop? Please, can you make them stop? So, enough of that. Who is on the line tonight? I know some of you have demuted, so you can just say, actually, let me do it this way. Hang on. Don't do anything. Okay, so now we have sheer pandemonium. I know that I was the 10th caller to get on, so that means there's 9 other people on the line. Can you just really quickly...
Rita Hand, New Hampshire.
Thank you, Rita. Yeah.
Carol in Colorado.
Gary and Carol, thank you both.
Cindy, Mesa, Arizona.
Cindy, thanks, Cindy.
Amelia Head, Berkeley, California.
Good evening. How are you this evening?
Nancy Lindblom, Johnson Beach, Florida.
Good evening, Nancy.
Hi, Vance.
Tyra Andrews, New Jersey.
Tyra. And I think I heard Ann.
Auntie Ann in Meredith, New Hampshire.
There we go.
It's her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, and I think that was Lori's voice I heard too, correct?
I got Nancy.
Okay.
Lori, Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay, there's Lori. Okay, wonderful.
And the trifecta, Suzanne's on.
Suzanne, wonderful.
Hattie Jane, Virginia.
Good evening, Hattie Jane.
Elaine, Missouri.
Okay, who was the one in Missouri, I'm sorry?
Norma.
Norma, thanks, Norma. Appreciate that. And I think...
Elaine, Pennsylvania.
There we go, that's who I was thinking. And did I also hear Jeannie Zeden?
Dan, this is Tyra. I got a message from Jeannie saying she wouldn't be on the call tonight.
Right, no, okay, yeah. No, I know she's in Oregon right now at the Oregon State Fair. Her and Ricky are pitching away. Boy, if you guys ever have the opportunity to be anywhere where they are actually their other occupation, they are something to watch. I mean, it's an art. They're just really, really quite amazing. If you've ever seen infomercials, they're amazing. So, anyways, okay, did I get everybody? Rita, Gary, Carol, Cindy, Nancy, Tyra, Ann, Lori, Suzanne, Hattie Jane, Norma, and Elaine. And then I missed...
Delia,
that's who I missed. I started writing the D, and then I got sidetracked with because I heard Tyra's voice.
Okay.
Anybody else? Did I miss anything? Yes.
Can I give you a little laugh before we get started?
Well, you surely can. Hang on 1 second. Okay, so now what I need you to do is hit star six and let's hear that little laugh before we jump on in. I think that was Anne, wasn't it? The birthday girl? Anne, I think it was Anne. Who said they wanted to give us a little laugh before we got started? All you got to do is hit star six. Okay. Well, it's still there. Anyways, if Lori, am I correct? And Suzanne, your aunt is a week older than Vance, if I'm doing the math right, because my birthday is next Monday. The entire nation takes a day off from work to celebrate Vance this year. I'm pretty jazzed about it.
Well,
nobody's laughing. That was supposed to be funny. That was my best attempt. Sorry.
You're correct, Vance.
Yes.
Okay. We're all laughing, but you've muted us all, so we have to let you
know. I know I muted you, because all it takes is one. All it takes is one person that's got, like, you know, the Oregon State Fair going on in the background, you know, with cows.
Okay, Vance, come on.
Yeah, there we go. Go for it.
Okay. My mom's been having trouble with her cat, and this cat does not like anybody, barely likes her.
Okay.
She's been sneaking in my room and laying on my desk chair that has the Kenko seat on it, or she snuggles into my mattress that has the sleep system on it. But she bought some of this pheromone stuff and plugged it in out in the living room area. And since then, my Maine Coon cat has been acting like I'm her mama. So she comes up, and when she wants to snuggle, you have to snuggle with her. And I find that kind of funny. This great big cat thinks I'm her mommy.
Well, and I know if we're going to talk about all things cat, if mom were on the line, she would tell you how her, I think she's got three or four, I can't remember, how they fight each other. And they fight human beings, too, to get, if they see you're going for the couch and you're going to sit on the Kinko seat, not on the old Kinko seats, not on the pet pads, but on the new Kinko seat, the black ones. If they see you going for it, they're going to get there before you can. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, so. But, hey, while we're at it, a quick testimony that, and usually we reserve these for Saturday, but I thought this would be encouraging to folks. This is not like a competition to see who can sell the most water packs to take advantage of the, you know, the free shipping or anything like that. But doing a follow-up with a brand new customer on Saturday night who, unbeknownst to me, Saturday morning pulled the trigger and ordered the water pack because she was in our home Thursday evening and, again, did not know this, but has not really slept all the way through the night in the last 7 years. And went home Thursday night, and for the first time in 7 years, actually only got up once. She usually gets up 3 to 4 times a night to use the restroom, just to do whatever. And she said, Vance, the only thing that was different was that I drank all that water. I think my body was just starving for alkaline water. And I said, well, I really don't know. And so that's why she bought the whole water pack. And I said, I really feel bummed because you really didn't give me a chance to sell you on the water pack and tell you that if we could have waited till Monday, we could have phoned in and got you free shipping. So because I feel bad, and I know I don't have to, but I'm sending her a pair of demo. They're used. They're clean. But they're a demonstration pair of insoles, because I know she desperately needs them. And she's advanced. I almost bought the sleep system pack too, but I got to get, you know, accustomed and adjusted to my new occupation, which is not nearly what my old one was. And I want to ease into it. I said, that's the best thing you can do. So anyhow, that's my testimony for both being able to introduce somebody to the water pack, and then also what was the other aspect of it? Oh, her testimony of being able to sleep through the night. And then that also fulfills the homework assignment to get a new retail customer, right? That was one of the homework assignments? Because I know I wrote it down. But I want to make sure the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 of you that are on the line, you are all ready to give your elevator speech, correct? You can't all be in area.
I am.
Okay, there, you can't all be in areas where there's background noise. I know you can't. Okay, but before we do that, Gary and I spoke last week, and he came up with a most excellent suggestion. And rather than us all, I need a volunteer to step up. Rather than us all try to recite, because it sounds terrible, recite from memory the third part of the ICANN mantra, which is my ICANN attitude allows me to teach. You can use the word client. I like the word people. Teach people something that will add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. Who wants to volunteer to recite that while the others, while everybody else gets to listen to your beautiful voice? That includes Gary and Vance and Larry, if you're on the line, because we have beautiful voices too. Who wants to volunteer to recite that from memory?
Aren't they just running to volunteer?
Well, I'm not sure. That could be you.
Well, I fail in that category, I'm afraid. I'm sorry about that.
You, okay.
I don't want to read it off the paper. You know, that's not right.
Okay, so you don't have it memorized. So we need somebody to step up to the plate who does have it memorized, because that was part of the homework. Not the whole thing, just that third portion, that portion that I just recited.
All right, since I'm the birthday girl, I'll go.
Absolutely.
For it.
There you go, Auntie Ann. Go for it.
My ICANN attitude is a manifestation of my...
No, not that part. No, Auntie Ann. No, Ann, just, you don't have to do the whole thing. Just the third part.
My ICANN attitude allows me to teach my clients something which will add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind.
Wonderful. Nicely done.
I'm surprised I could do it without saying the first word.
3 weeks from now, once you've memorized the whole thing, try reciting it backwards and forwards and starting in the middle. And the reason why I suggest that is because you're going to find yourself in situations that... You'll be questioning yourself. Do I have really the ability to teach somebody something that will add value? Yes. Why? Because my ICANN attitude allows me to teach people or teach my clients something that will add value. And so being able to start the mantra right in the middle, or what if you just, it's like craziness going on and you think, man, I my life's a mess right now, and this is not very peaceful, and the five pillars, they're just kind of all gone craziness. No, well, my ICANN attitude gives me serenity. I know that in any given moment. See, so that's kind of, so, and don't be surprised that you can jump on in from the third part. So, on that note, and again, if you're in an area where there's background noise, because this is by far one of the calls that, and don't worry, those of you who are really excited because you just heard me read out 13 voices, or 13 names, and you were thinking, oh, I was hoping so-and-so would be on the call because I want to hear their elevator speech. They will get to share those next week or the next time they're on the line. Okay? So, on that note, who wants to go first?
Are we reading these elevator things?
This is Cindy, correct?
Yep.
Cindy, yes. If you've got yours written down and it's not committed to memory, absolutely.
Okay. I kind of just threw something together, so I hope this works. I say, hello, how are you today? I say that to a lot of people. Then there's a slight little conversation, and then I say, some time ago, I began having some very serious health problems, and I was only in my mid-30s. After pursuing medical treatment, I was told that I would just have to live with it. I had developed trouble with my muscles and had problems walking. A dear friend of mine asked me to try a pair of magnetic insoles. Those insoles were the beginning of my adventure, an adventure I am still on to this day. Now if they ask me, I say, A moment ago, you asked me what I do. I help people like you discover their self-care solutions through a company called Nican. And then if they say, what's Nican, I say, let me see, today's whatever, and would you have 15 to 20 minutes on such and such to meet with me, and I will demonstrate a few of the products, and you can experience for yourself what they will do for you.
Okay. Nicely done. And I apologize because I meant to start my stopwatch. Just so you guys have an idea. And Cindy, if you can mute your line, because I think yours is the one that's doing the crackling and the snap, crackle, pop, maybe. Or maybe it's somebody else's. I don't think it's mine. Or maybe we're just getting deep. Maybe it is mine. I only have one phone line. I'm not going to call back on my cell phone because it's 10 times worse. Oh, there we go. Okay, we're golden now. Okay, thank you to whoever it was that did. Okay, Cindy's done. So from here on out, we're gonna time them. So you got an idea of how long or how short yours is? Okay.
Norma from Missouri.
Pardon?
Norma from Missouri.
Norma in Missouri. Okay, go ahead, Norma.
All right. For over 20 years, I've used Nican products. It's a total wellness company from Japan. And since God kept putting people in my way that could benefit from its results, now I've changed my goals, for extra comfort, extra rest, extra energy, and balanced life. I explain it to people and let them choose for themselves if it'll benefit them.
Nicely done. How long do you think that was, Norma?
Pretty fast.
Pretty fast. 24 seconds.
Okay, I was going to say 30.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good. Nicely done. Okay. All right. Norma and Cindy are done. Who's next?
Sam?
Yes.
Rita, New Hampshire.
Go ahead, Rita.
Years ago, I was feeling achy, and a friend recommended that I speak with Nick. He loaned me a bed pad and insoles, and I slept great. I told my mother, who lived in Pennsylvania, and she had not slept in 5 years since my father died. She woke up refreshed, having slept totally through the night, and was hooked immediately, as I was.
Okay.
30 seconds?
24.89. Very nicely done. Okay.
Hi, Vance. It's Suzanne.
Go ahead, Suzanne.
I have two. My short version is I empower others to live their best life possible.
That's it?
Yep.
So less than 4 seconds, okay? And give us the longer version.
Longer version? Well, 24 years ago, I broke my neck, which led to 3 years of constant agony, and it affected my home and work life. Fortunately, a friend introduced me to technologies from Japan that got rid of my discomfort in 20 minutes and got me back to living an active, happy life. I decided to pay it forward by sharing it with others so they can also be empowered and live a more active, healthier, and happy lifestyle as well.
Nicely done. 29 seconds. There's something that can be said that, you know, when Suzanne started and she talked about that accident, she didn't really go into the gory details of how bad and how miserable her life was. I think most people understand that if you break your neck, that's a bad thing. On the good-bad scale, that's really, really bad. So anytime, I mean, Rita did the same thing, this life-altering, you know, experience draws people in. Okay, who wants to go next?
Lori in South Carolina.
Go ahead, Lori.
I, too, have a short and long version. My short version is I am a wellness consultant and help people to be healthy by choice and not by chance.
Nice. You're keying in on the Dr. Lindner.
I used that today, as a matter of fact, someone I just met. So it works. Yeah.
And what was the response? Do you mind sharing that?
They want to meet with me next week. So
oh, wonderful.
Okay, my long version is this. For 10 years, I have no energy. I was unhealthy, walked with a limp, had chronic discomfort in my left leg and my feet, and I was 245 pounds. After a day of work, I had no energy to cook dinner or spend time with my family. A little over 8 years ago, my sister shared Japanese technology with me, and within 10 minutes, my discomfort was gone. I've been using these cutting-edge technologies ever since. I have no limp, no discomfort in my leg or feet, and I'm 107 pounds lighter. After a day's work, I cook and spend quality time with my family. I have my life back, and now I tell others.
You know,
it would have been shorter if I didn't, have a moment there.
You know, I should know better by now to make sure that I've got the tissues when your turn is up. Because it's that zinger that you throw in there that always catches me off guard.
It catches me off guard as well. And I live it every day. I come home after a long day of work day and cook dinner for my husband, and I still have energy. I'm still going. And
yeah.
Just a different life. A different life.
It just, you know, and I know I said this last session. I said it the session before. I'll never forget Brenda Henley from the stage. I don't remember how many years ago it was. But she said, your why should make you cry. What we do, why we do it. William Todd said this. I believe it was in Lesson 3. People don't buy because of what we do. They buy because of who we are. Because of why we do it. You know, that why. And it's absolutely huge. And if you, it's just... Anyway, Lori, your story is just awesome. So, okay. And it was 38 seconds, by the way. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you. Thanks.
Gary? Carol? Nancy? Delia? Tyra? Elaine? Patty Jane?
This is Elaine.
Go ahead, Elaine.
Okay, 21 years ago, I was so sick, gasping for air to breathe. Migraine headaches, terrible neck, back, and feet agony. After 6 months of traditional medicine, I was worse. I learned about a research company from Japan, Nikken, and invested in their products. A few months later, my life changed, and I was breathing great, no more headaches, and body was feeling fantastic. I started sharing with friends and family. Unbelievable results. Today I give people hope for better health and financial freedom. Is it not a shame how many people accept being sick and broke as normal?
Mm. Nice. Okay. Ending with a question. I think Marty used that as that was his tagline at the end as well.
Vance, this is Gary. I'll go next.
Go ahead, Gary.
Okay. So, hey, you may remember me from Trader Joe's. While I was there, I was developing a side business working with a wellness company that originated in Japan. It's a breakthrough, cutting-edge wellness company with healthcare technologies that I'm really passionate about. And now I'm looking to put together a team. And I'm passionate about this because I suffered a neck injury in a car accident over 10 years ago, and these products helped me immensely. Now, this may not be for you, but there are a lot of people in pain. It's likely that you know somebody who could really benefit from these technologies. How about we get together for coffee? What's best, Tuesday or Thursday morning?
Okay, you guys, I don't want to sit here and analyze and break down the good and the good and the better and the best. I don't want to do
but
that.
But do it anyway.
But do it anyways. Yeah, I'm going to, because, Gail, you did something that's radically different than everybody else has already shared. And when I share mine, you did something radically different as well. You put the zinger of your own personal story about two-thirds of the way in. Which, you know, there's no right or wrong elevator speech. It's really neat how you did that. Really, really nicely done, because most of your contacts do remember you from Trader Joe's, I would assume, especially if that's the people you're bumping into and doing life with. And you talked about how passionate you are, and then you gave us the reason why you're passionate about it. So, and you did it in 43 seconds, so nicely done.
Thanks.
Vance, this is Ann.
Go ahead, Ann.
Let me preface it with the fact that being in New Hampshire, I meet a lot of people that move up here. It's one of the number one retirement states. So that's the reasoning for how I do my elevator speech, because I run into people like. So here we go.
And not only retirement, but you may or may not have known this, but Reed and I were discussing this a few weeks ago. It's number one state to raise children. The healthiest state for children.
That's my preface. So here we go. 22 years ago, my husband and I decided to move our young family from the suburbs of New York City to live our American dream and raise them in the countryside of New Hampshire. However, I spent endless waking hours worrying about the family's adjustments to our new lifestyle. As a result, I couldn't sleep, I was very stressed, and it resulted in my hands being sore and achy all the time. And after trying several different therapies, I was ready to give up. Fortunately, my niece introduced me to some cutting-edge technologies from Japan that helped her in a near-fatal car accident. After using these therapies, I was able to sleep, and now I feel better in my late 60s than I did in my 40s. I decided to make it my goal and my business to tell others about them. Are you open to learning about how this stuff can really help you? Let me know.
You finished with let me know?
No, I didn't.
No,
what
was the last thing? Because there was one of those.
My last part was supposed to say, are you interested, are you open to hearing about how these technologies can help you or someone else you know live a better and more balanced life?
Okay. Okay. Okay.
That
nice.
Other part was an ad lib.
Okay. Okay. 57 seconds. Okay.
Now, I want to bring a little point up that I thought we were supposed to be anywhere between 30 and 60 seconds.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Did you catch Julie Todd on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't time it. I didn't grab my phone and, you know, grab the stopwatch and do it. But hers is like 2.5-3 minutes long. But just like when you're watching Dennis Williams in person do a presentation, what happens is you forget at what point you're supposed to be bored. And with Julie's, and I don't know if it's the English accent or if it's just how engaging she is, but I forgot at what point I was supposed to lose interest as she's sharing her story. Because it definitely was not 30 or 60 seconds. Much, much longer than that. But it's okay. You know? Because not everybody, not every occupation in the world, not every hobby in the world can be described in 30 or 60 seconds, and that's perfectly fine. Okay, there's a few more of you that haven't gone. Carol, Nancy, Celia, Tyra, Patty Jane. Or anybody else that's on the line now that we missed earlier?
Oh, it's Larry here.
Go ahead, Larry.
Okay. Early in our marriage, my wife kept saying she wanted to live to be 103 years old. We figured for that to happen for both of us, we needed to eat healthy and take quality supplements. So over the years, we became alarmed. We had lost so many family members and things to cancer and chronic illnesses, and we became convinced that high pH filtered water would support our first decision about nutrition. 4 years ago, I broke both of my ankles and my back in a paragliding accident, and I began having serious problems due to the painkillers. Applying our core belief and using energy medicine, I was off all the painkillers within 2 weeks. We now use energy products from a research and development company that has proven self-care using Earth energy products with healthy nutritionals and water will ensure a healthier you and save money. We now show others how to live healthier and happier without prescriptions and medical appointments. Would you be open to considering that for yourself?
Nicely done. And of course, I said this last time, I know Larry's story, and I shared Larry's elevator spiel today, or elevator pitch today, with a friend when he asked me, Hans, what is it with these magnetics? Why magnets? So I shared Larry's story. And the look on his face was just priceless. And you can do that. You don't always have to share. Larry, I don't know why I shared your story. I just did.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm glad it impressed somebody else too, because it sure impressed us.
Larry, this is Gary with a comment for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Somehow your story is in and of itself from the accident is so powerful that I would encourage you to cut some of the other stuff out, because if all that happened to you, I don't need to hear the other stuff. Tell me, what did you do? You know, so I think you can shorten it and be even that much more powerful. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I kind of agree it's a little long, so thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I would chime in there as well, because, and again, we're not being critical or criticizing or critiquing, but constructive criticism does go a long way, and especially in rehashing or thinking, okay, what do people hear? What is it that they're what's jumping out at them? And Larry, you and Pat's decision, based on her deciding she wanted to live to 103, and, you know, family members dying of cancer and other diseases that were very preventable, that led you to Neekin originally. And then the real catastrophic experience happened, what, 4 years ago? 3 years ago?
Four years ago.
You're 72, correct?
71.
71.
Okay. When it happened.
Sorry, I'm not trying to age you. I messed up. The guy I was talking to today. But this guy was an engineer, and I needed to give him some zinger rather than just tell him my story. And I guess I could have. But let me do mine real quick, and then we'll move on, because if there's nobody else that wants to share.
Dan, I'm here. Yeah.
Go ahead, Dan.
I apologize. Last week, I think it fell asleep on you. My story started over 20 years ago when I was impressed mightily by Neekin's ability to provide something which would introduce the person to their own health options within their own bodies. And I was immensely shocked when using the products at first, because I went and bought them and then to resell them and did so. But then when I started using them, I could breathe for the first time in my life when I was laying flat. I've been allergenic and still am through all my life, and I could breathe. And it has just gotten better and better, and it's allowed me to take care of my family and be there for them. And would you be interested to learning more about how that happened?
Nice. 52 seconds, by the way, Hattie James. And Larry, yours was just under a minute. If you care.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of long. Yeah.
No, it's not. And I, like Gary said, you know, your accident, your paragliding accident. And Dennis, by the way, you guys, Dennis Williams does the same thing when he does a presentation. He brushes over some of the most, you know, disastrous details that would leave most people hanging. You know, just like, well, tell me more about that. But he just brushes over them like they're just commonplace. You know, like, you know, and so sometimes we need to, as Suzanne has taught us, take that proverbial pause and slow it down. Because if we're getting bored of telling our own story, well, the person we're telling it to, they don't know where they're supposed to get bored at. Especially if we share it with sincerity and it gets to the core of who we are.
Nancy, this is Nancy. I keep trying to get on, but I keep forgetting to unmute.
Go ahead, Nancy.
And you've heard this before. 15 years ago, a friend who happened to be on this call, the birthday girl, introduced me to magnetic insoles and a mattress, magnetic mattress pad from a research and development company from Japan. This became a part of our Nikon wellness home and improved our overall health and well-being. My husband compressed his spine in three places 27 years ago, and we really, truly don't know what his life would be like if we didn't have these products, and it has helped us for so many years. I'm 65, he's 83, and we know that the PIMAG water, the nutritionals, and all the technologies of a wellness home are responsible for our good health just by breathing, drinking, and sleeping in the wellness home without the benefit, quote unquote, of prescription drugs, which I was on before Nikon. I've embraced the business of Nikon, and I'm anxious to share with everyone. Would you be open to learn more?
Mm-hmm. 59, Nancy. I really like that comment you made about the benefit. How did you say when you're talking about prescription drugs, the supposed benefit?
The benefit of prescription drugs, which is, I had it in quotes because it's really not a benefit.
Right. No. I
there's a
I
lot
love
of background.
It.
I can't really hear it. So.
No, and I apologize. All it takes is one line that crosses over the conference call thing.
Yeah.
And it mucks it up. So. I have been saying things like that all summer when I see people that I haven't seen in a month or 2 months or whatever, and they say, Vance, man, you've got a really nice tan. And I just simply look at them and say, yeah, it's actually an occupational benefit of what I get to do every day. And, you know, getting tan and then turning white again, I guess some people would say, oh, that's bad for you because you're going to get skin cancer. But I use a lot of sunblock, and I wear a hat with a big brim, and a lot of times, even when it's really warm, I'll wear long sleeves, and I'm always wearing gloves. So the fact that I'm actually getting any tan, it is an occupational benefit of what I get to do with my brother every day. But then when the water warms up out in the Columbia to like 74, 75, 76 degrees, that's where we spend a lot of our evenings. So that's the occupational benefit of getting to do what we do. And there was a Saturday this summer where I spent most of the day just sitting in the water. Some would call it working. Some would call it enjoying the water while Addie swam and played. And I was on the phone most of the time. So I can spin that any direction I want to go, and so the perceived benefit of prescription drugs there really is not one. And by the way, another testimony that Larry brought up last week that I totally forgot about is that I think I did mention that 2 or 3 hours prior to getting on the call, I had dental surgery. By Friday morning, all the multiple stitches and everything that the dentist put back into putting my gum back together, they all totally fell out. And my gums were completely healed in less than 5 days. So I don't know how long it's supposed to take, but one of the side benefits of Neken and increasing the lactoferrin using the Kinko Touch a few times, I didn't use it that often, but a few times, just holding it over that area, and then obviously tons of, you know, Neken water. I'd have to call Pam Barnes and ask her and say, hey, what is the normal time frame for a, you know, 50-year-old middle-aged guy like myself? Time frame, how soon or how quickly should gums heal back up? I mean, Friday morning, all of the stitches came out. It was wonderful. And I looked up in there and thought, wow, it looks great. No bruising, no nothing. So these products are awesome. I don't want to miss anybody, but, and let me do this for the sake of time. I love lesson four, and I have more, I think I have more notes on lesson four than any other of the lessons. But
sorry, Vance, have you given your spiel?
Oh, did you want me to give mine?
Well, didn't you say you were going to do it?
I did say I was going to do it, and I better time it too, huh?
I'll time it.
Okay. Well, I can time it. I've got a stopwatch right here. Okay. Summer of 1991, I was younger and much more foolish than I am today, and I jumped off of a 75-foot waterfall, and there's no right way to hit the water at that elevation, and I hit it totally, completely wrong. And I didn't break anything, but I severely damaged my back. And I guess I just came to terms with the fact that I'm going to have to live with the agony sometimes that occurred as a result. I couldn't sleep on my back anymore. I couldn't lay down on my back. If I did, it felt like somebody had knocked the wind out of me. And it was a little over a year later that through some dear friends of my parents that I was introduced to Neken. I was out of Japan. I thought it was nuts. But I bought some of the products and started using them in less than a month. I was able to do things that I wasn't able to do prior, and today, as I approach the half-century mark, not only do I have the ability to do stuff that I couldn't do when I was 23, 24 years old, but I actually have the life and, well, just a whole lot more balance today than there was back then. And I truly just love it. And I love sharing it with other people.
3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. I knew you were going to say that. It's like way, way too long, right?
No, 1 minute, 19 seconds.
Yeah, I got 120 on my stopwatch. But, yeah, and a lot of times, you guys, just being honest and keeping it real, I will use other people's stories instead of my own, and I don't know why I do that, but like my friend Alexis, that Thursday night slept through the night other than getting up once because just drinking our water, or our neighbor Shannon, who hasn't been able to pick up her kids and hold them like a mom is supposed to be able to hold them in 6 years because she put a necklace on her neck. And that just happened 6 weeks ago. Those are things that are just always on the forefront of my mind. So if you don't think your elevator speech or your own product experience is all that fantastic to suck people in, You can always throw something like that in. Always, you can say, give them that, you know, well, it was, you know, 10 years ago or whatever it was. But you know what really I'm excited about is my friend Marcy, who just last week, I didn't know how bad she was struggling, and I showed her how to put these insoles in her shoes, and wow, that could be over promising and under delivering. I don't know. But that's what makes it fun. Dennis Williams does that a lot. He shares a lot of stories all the time. But I will tell you, their elevator speech, it was not based on any product experiences they've had. It was based on Dennis's sister and then the dairyman that he saw struggling to get in and out of his pickup truck that he bought from the dealership where Dennis worked. So, anybody else want to go? They didn't get a chance to go. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. For the sake of time, I'm looking over all of my notes. And again, I have a lot of notes from lesson four. How about we do this? How about, because we'll have a few of the elevator speeches next week. And I'm looking at my notes from last time from lesson five. I don't have that many notes, and I don't know why. But how about we combine any ahas, any takeaways, and especially any applications from lesson four? We'll do that lesson four and lesson five next week. Is that okay? Does that sound good to everybody?
Sure.
Sure? Okay. Good. Want to remind everybody on a housekeeping note, has nothing to do with ICANN, but yes, it does have everything to do with ICANN. We have 4 days left. Those of us who are quality enrolled, who hit the 500, 4 days left to offer the free shipping on any of the packs. You do need to call them in. That's the energy pack, the water pack, and the sleep pack. So don't forget that. Don't miss that. And as I said on Saturday morning, if you for some reason are not, or you weren't, you didn't hit the 500, call somebody else who was, especially if you're talking to somebody, and you say to them, hey, would free shipping, would that help? Colleen Thomas, who's not with us this evening, she shared on Saturday morning that it saved her and Larry $168. They decided after 9 years to go ahead and, bite the bullet and get a new sleep system. The shipping alone was $168. So that's a big savings. So, any other comments, concerns, questions? Okay.
Yeah, I got a question.
Yes.
What was the assignment again so I can get it straight?
The assignment again, I'm sorry. I thought I had it written down here. Yes. As always, every week it's to listen to that lesson once a day or read it once a day. And we have completed the 28 days. Marty said 27 at one point, but it's 28 days of reciting, or at least I think we have, reading through it 5 times a day or reciting it from memory 5 times a day. That is completed now. But get one new customer and get an auto ship customer. Okay? I'm sorry, I'm reading lesson number four, homework. That was from last week.
The reciting part, you want us to memorize some of this?
Yeah, you should already be memorizing. Up to this point, you should have memorized the first, second, third part of the mantra.
Okay.
Okay. So this week, in lesson five, we would be memorizing my ICANN attitude only adds value to my brand. These values must substantiate my company's position as a thought leader in total and complete wellness, making me a go-to resource for my target group. Now, those of you who've memorized it the original way or you've got it in front of you, you're going, whoa, Vance, you changed that. Yes, I did. I did change it. I don't like the term self-care. I don't even like the term active wellness because that connotates that you've got to be, joining a gym or something. But total and complete wellness, that covers everything. And I morphed it that way for my own sake. So that's the fourth part. We should be working on memorizing.
What do we memorize then?
That fourth part of the mantra.
Which is number four, one, two, three, four.
Yeah,
only built while you're on the ground.
Correct. That part. That's the one. And you should at this point be working on or have memorized the first, second, and third part as well.
Okay.
Do not beat yourself up if it's a struggle.
Well, I've been trying to get organized here, and I got some of this on my Facebook business Facebook page.
Yep.
And I was asking a lot of my friends and stuff to go to the page and check it out.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I don't know if I'll get anything off of it. And I was only able to contact three of my customers.
Okay.
From before, but, you know, it's a start.
No, and the thing is, we have a responsibility to, and Marty really, really teaches this, and he did in Lesson 4, and I'm not going to go into it, but how did I write that down? Establish intimacy by doing something that no one else can do. Show me what you have. Under-promise and over-deliver. You know, we get to do that with our customers. Nobody else has what we have. And that's the fun part about what we get to do with New King. So.
This is Carol in Salt Lake, so I've been contemplating which elevator speech to read. My very original one was the first I can, or my fun one I did a couple years ago. I'm going to rework kind of both of them. They're both pretty long, so next week I'll share.
Okay, thanks, Carol. Yeah, there's several other people that couldn't be on the call tonight, and I texted them all back and said, hey, just be ready to share next week. And they said, absolutely. So we'll do that as well. Okay. All right. And by the way, next week, not as soon as we're finished, but at the conclusion or sometime after the conclusion of our call will be it won't, because that's Labor Day. That's right. Duh. Silly me. I forgot. It's my birthday. That's right. So Tuesday night. And again, this is something that during this week, as you're building your business, as you're making contact with your people that are active wellness consultants, remind them about the kickoff call. Because starting on Saturday is when the permanent feature of the free shipping for the water pack, which is, depending on what part of the country you're in, like $40 to $45. But for every new wellness consultant who registers in that first calendar month, and we're hoping that Jeff's going to break that down so we know exactly, is that the first 30 days, or is that, you know, just the month you sign up, or what does that mean? But any new wellness consultant, for them and their customers, because their customers will be attached to their ID, they get to take advantage of the free shipping on the water pack. What a fantastic way to launch your business with free shipping that only your new consultants can offer to their contacts. So, again, this is we got to think about this, and it takes usually 2 or 3 months for some of us to, you know, get these incentives dialed in. Well, it's in print. It's on the information center and the incentives and news. It's right there. So just that goes into effect on Saturday. Okay. I think we covered everything.
Having a call next Monday?
I don't see why not. I mean, do we want to skip a week? I mean, it's up to you guys. I don't care.
Well, it would give me a chance to catch up.
Hey, you guys, I'm all for it. I am. If you want to take, it's the start of a school year. The next day is the first day of school for Addie, and I'll make sure I get a picture, because I can't wait to see her in her little uniform. She gets to wear a uniform to the new school she's going to, and today she got two skirts that are just adorable, that are part of the uniform. So You guys decide. What do you want to do? You want to take Labor Day off? It doesn't matter to me whatsoever.
Vance, I think in honor of you, we take a week off.
Okay. All right, Gary. See, Gary, you're definitely a brother from a different mother, and my fellow compadre in the other Portland. So we will connect in 2 weeks, and if you get tired of lesson five, or this is actually a really good time, if there's something that you missed over, or if you need more time to memorize, this is a good time to do that, okay? So I will send a text to remind you, and, you know, wait a second. Betty, I didn't hear Betty on the line tonight. Anyway, okay, so enough of me rambling. We will talk, if not this Saturday or next Saturday, we will talk 2 weeks from tonight. So everybody have a wonderful end of the month, a fantastic Labor Day, and I think that's it. So thanks again, everybody.
You have a